No one put the accomplishment on bedding, linens, or a piece of jewelry, but San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich notched a three-peat of sorts this season. He received his third non-consecutive NBA Coach of the Year award. As the Spurs battle the Oklahoma City Thunder for a trip to the finals, reporter Billy Witz discovered that none of the four championship trophies the Spurs have won under Coach Pop are currently in his office in San Antonio. Witz wrote about the trophy Popovich looks at every day for the New York Times this week, and he joins me now. Billy, tell me a little bit about that trophy which Popovich won coaching the 1986 Division III team from Southern California's tiny Pomona Pitzer.
Well, I don't think it's very big. He described it as kind of an orb, like a basketball, and it's on a pedestal. But he said it means a tremendous amount to him because of all the work that went into earning it. They were 2-22 his first season. Among those 22 losses was to Caltech. I think it was 26 years after that, Caltech won their next conference game.
Well, most of our listeners are probably not familiar with the Pomona Pitzer Sage Hens and the league they play in, which is the Southern California Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, or SCIAC. How different is that league from the NBA?
Once they leave the court, it couldn't be, actually on the court too, it couldn't be further away. If you want to play at that level, it's because you really, really want to be there.
I understand that the facilities that Coach Popovich occupied while he was coaching D3 were not exactly palatial. How did working out of a converted janitor's closet and driving the team van prepare him to be one of the NBA's most successful coaches?
Well, I think it goes beyond coaching. I think he's really the CEO of the basketball operations for the Spurs. I think what those early experiences did is they gave him a great sense of how important it was to communicate and how important organization was.
You suggest that Coach Popovich might still be coaching the Sage Hens, but for a home loan gone wrong. How's that?
Yeah, I don't have too many of the details on it, but he had an agreement with an administrator that he'd be able to get a favorable loan through the university. Well, that administrator passed away, and the person who replaced him told Popovich, we're not going to do that for you. About that same time, he got a call from Larry Brown. He'd spent a season with him on sabbatical, and Larry Brown called him and said, hey, I got the job in San Antonio, and I'm looking for an assistant. Would you be interested? I asked him point blank. I said, if you had gotten that loan, would you have stayed at Pomona? And he said, absolutely.
Popovich still cheers for his former team when he's in town, or so I understand. If I were to walk around the campus of Pomona Pitzer this week, would I find many fans of the San Antonio Spurs?
I imagine you would. I mean, he has a deep connection. I think not so much that campus, but just really throughout the league. He said last year at the start of the finals, he said, I never stopped thinking of myself as a Division III coach. And so they see him as a kindred spirit and somebody who's, even though he's gone to the highest level of basketball, he's retained a lot of the values that they hold dear. Just the way the Spurs play, they're so team-oriented, and, that connection really is a strong one.
Billy Witz wrote Popovich, Division III coach at heart, for the New York Times this week, and you can link to it at onlyagame.org. Billy, thank you very much for joining me.
Yeah, my pleasure, Bill.